Welcome to Tool World. We're your hosts. I'm Gordon Ju.
And I'm David Ju, and we're here to discuss everything about IGF patterns. If you're interested in learning more, make sure to like the podcast.
Welcome back to the Tool World podcast. I'm your host, David Ju, and I'm here with Master Ju today.
How's it going there, Mr. Ju?
It's going okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, just okay.
All right, well, okay is okay.
Yeah. Anyways, today we're going to be discussing the side blocks and where do they line up for different stances. I think there's some talk about that, so I guess we're debating about that today.
Okay, sounds good. Well, let's first understand what side blocks are, right? Mm-hmm. Side blocks are basically to the shoulder line. So you have high, middle, and low. Obviously, high is eye level, middle is shoulder level, and low is belt level, umbilical level, mm-hmm. but it lines up with the shoulder line. So when you think about the most common one we see, let's take a look at just a low side block, like with the outer form. And so in the walking stance, because we see that in the very beginning, like in four directional punch, chanji, right? Mm-hmm. And so the arm is bent about 25 degree angle. And it basically the outer form lines up with the shoulder line, or it's over the thigh and it's parallel to the thigh. And obviously you have the low side block with the knife hand, and that the arm is bent about 15 degrees, and obviously the hand is extended. So there are kind of some debate about whether it's considered breaking, not breaking, is it the same technique, not the same technique, those kind of things.
Right.
That could be a different discussion, but I would definitely say that knife hands, when you're using knife hand versus an outer forearm block, you are actually reaching more. It's just the tool you're using. You're using, whether it's the outer forearm or the knife hand, obviously you can see the knife hand is a longer reach, but that's a different story, and we can talk a little bit more about that. And so when we talk about the side block, let's talk about the low side block, because there's some discussion whether to, specifically in mumu, what is the technique? We have a high side block with a knife hand, and the other one is a low side block in a one leg stance,
right,
with a knife hand.
So the question is, on the lower block, is the hand more in front of the thigh or is it off to the side? You kind of see the two. The interesting part is if you look at the encyclopedia, when he's just doing the picture with him doing it by himself,
right,
the hand is very much in the front.
Right, in line with the shoulder line.
Right, but if you look at like the application photo, they have somebody on both sides. So it kind of almost indicates that it's a little bit more to the side.
I think for me, I'm going to go with it's a side block and it lines up with the shoulder line. Remember, when we have these techniques that are kind of like two applications, mm-hmm. And what are the probabilities that someone's attacking you at the same time and you're executing a high side block and a low side block? It's not very likely,
yeah,
right? It's like a twin outer form block. What's a primary blocking tool in a twin outer form block? Well, generally, it's the midside block with the outer form. Mm-hmm. And the other one is a rising block, and that's kind of a secondary kind of a technique.
Yeah.
But I would say that, and this is kind of off topic, but I would say that the primary blocking tool is really the tool that you're looking towards. So if I'm doing a twin outer forearm block, if I'm looking to my left, then the midside block is the primary blocking tool. If I look to my front, like let's say I'm in the right L stance, my right hand's up, then I would say the primary blocking tool would have been the rising block. And so when I look at mumu, and we're looking at this high side block with the knife hand and the low side block with the knife hand, and he's looking forward, right? Mm-hmm. So to me, the primary blocking tool will be the attack that's coming to the low front, mm-hmm. side. I think that's the correct answer. Now, sometimes you see in mumu where you have the arm maybe further out, but that to me is not a side block. If you just go back and look at, let's say, go back to the walking stance, left walking stance, low side block, Where does your arm end up? It lines up basically on the shoulder line. It doesn't line out outside the shoulder line. Mm-hmm. So that would be inconsistent to what I believe low side block is.
So also in Mumu, you do a low side block with the knife in a sitting stance. And I think most people do it directly to their side.
That's
so now,
right.
That's a good question. Like, same concept here?
Same concept. I'm going to go with same concept. Low side block still lines up with the shoulder line.
Right.
And it's just to the lower section of the body. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah. Well,
you want to go with that?
No.
A little further out.
I can't remember if it was about kicks or if it was about blocks, but I kind of always thought that side blocks, whether low side block or something, not only defended the front side, but also could be directly to the side as well.
Right.
And so, to me,
we have three lines, right?
Right. You could
have. We have three lines, and that's the shoulder line. The center line, if we want to call it center line, I like to call it the solar plex line because it's more consistent with the other lines. Mm-hmm. And we have the chest line. And so chest lines are generally to like a front block, right? Mm-hmm. To the chest. It lines up with basically where maybe your patches are. And then the shoulder line is more like the side blocks, and that's to the shoulder line. And so when we look
at... But you also have the side of the body, like W-shaped blocks.
That's right.
Or sometimes you do backfist strikes to the side.
Well, in W-shaped blocks, we wouldn't call that a side block. It's a W-shaped block. I just think that the definition of side is to the shoulder line, and that's where your hands have to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this year we're coming back to our Tool World Summit, which we had last year, which was a great success. We had a lot of instructors giving some valuable information all in one go. We're going to be redoing it this year. It's again going to be virtual. And so more details are going to come out about that soon. But we'd love for all you guys to join us in for the Tool World Summit. And it's going to be happening October 15th.
That's right. It'll be awesome.
Yeah. Anyways, don't forget to be safe.
Keep training.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Take one. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
We hope that you enjoyed it. We hope to see you next time.